Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad you're with us. If you are on Facebook Live looking for us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, we will be with you momentarily. Again, just some typical technical issues.
Facebook.
Yeah, we got to remember that it is free.
Sucks.
You're supposed to cough and go.
Well, I'm not gonna. I want to make sure everybody hears the word clearly.
Okay.
Sucks.
Well, anyway, we are getting ready to start giving readings on a Wednesday. You might notice that our schedule seems rather irregular, and it is. What we're doing is we are basically doing like a little bit of research to see which evenings are best for us in terms of having shows. It was before the pandemic Fridays and during the pandemic because everybody was at home. It seemed like Fridays were a great day, but now we're finding that it's shifting to other days. So if you see us on Blog Talk Radio advertised for a show, we hope you'll join us because right now we don't exactly have a set schedule. With that said, I'd like to mention that I have Jimbo Baggins riding shotgun with me.
I'm getting ready to go into Facebook.
Okay, he is.
Sure, it was rum and looks good.
He is your host in the Facebook Live room. I don't know what you'd call page, room, chat. But anyway, that's who's there with you. And he also directs me with the next caller that's coming on. And let's just say, tries to keep us organized.
I do what I can.
He does. If only you kept your personal living spaces as good. Anyway. For those of you that are new and wondering what's going on here, I give readings using nothing but ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to those in the Facebook Live, broadcast that we have going on. Yeah. Now, this is a method, as the intro stated, that I learned from my maternal grandmother. It was actually back in 1982, and it took me some months to really learn it and to get comfortable with it. And then I started to take in clients, and I found it was really eye-opening, rewarding, inspiring, you name it, very life-changing, ultimately. So I thought I'd just mention that this is the deck we're using. No tarot, no oracle, no angel, no any of the other most wonderful, beautiful systems that are out there. Myself, I've only focused on this particular system, and those who want to learn to become practitioners of this method are taught by moi. Yes, so I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo now.
First of all, international shout out to Siobhan.
Siobhan, yay. Any of you who are international, please do let us know so that we can, yay.
We shall give you a shout out.
Yes. Yes, we would love that.
Also, let's get into the start. We want to remind a late start for the Facebook Live folks. We want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our disclaimer. Don't go nuts when you get a reading from us for the first, especially the first time. People, don't go ape poop and say, "Yep, I got this one single reading. My future looks great, so I'm changing every single thing I do going forward."
Changes
right now.
Across the board. Don't do that.
Marrying the dog, divorcing the wife, and doing all this crazy stuff. Don't do it.
Yes, these perceptions are likely very accurate. The thing is, you need more clarity before you go do that. You need to make sure that it's exactly what it is you want to do.
Yeah, the future's dynamic. You don't want to just get one.
Right.
In life, you don't want to go see like a stockbroker one time and have him tell you one thing and then you just dump your life savings on it without getting lots of research and continuing, studying and figuring out what the deal is. All right. We have also internationally, we have Allison from the UK.
Allison.
Okay, I'm going to rock.
Thank you for joining us. Excuse me.
Yes, our folks from...
You guys get me so excited.
Folks from the land of Europe. All right. Let's go talk about the show. Call-in number is 515-602-9676. It's through Blog Talk Radio. It has a nice queue system. You'll go on. It'll tell you you're on hold, and you will be on hold, and we will see you on a list. You will not be forgotten, and you'll hear the show, so you won't miss out on the show, at least. You'll hear it. And when it's your turn, we'll bring you into the show. And then when we do that, get off that speakerphone, folks, because it's poopy on our end. We have to go through the internet and all that stuff. It's fine when you're talking to your buddy or something. You're both on speaker, and you're chilling, but when it starts going through the internet stuff, it gets whack, very whack. Same with Bluetooth. A drive-in laws and stuff, if you got to do it safety-wise or whatever, you got to do it, but we just can't guarantee that it's going to work out on our end. Secondary method of calling is Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee. To those folks, it doesn't have an automatic cool holding queue system, so we don't want you start piling in early and calling. We only want Messenger folks to call. We say, call us now, Messenger folks. Otherwise, we got to hang up on you, and then you'll have to wait till we do tell you.
And this is Facebook Portal that we use. You can make an audio call, or if you'd like to make a video call, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But explain to him sometimes.
Occasionally, the video calls, if there's some kind of hiccup going on and the data transfer is having issues, video involves a lot more data transfer. It can make your call bad. We've had like about one out of maybe 20 that happened. So try the video. And plus, some people just don't feel like they want to be seen because maybe they're
maybe
in curlers and they got cucumbers in their face or something. I don't know, mud. You know, their beauty creams and stuff. That's cool. It's all at your choice.
And we aren't going to, we won't turn this around.
No,
it'll
face
the entire world. No.
And last but not least, to the folks out there that can't communicate anyway like that at all, and you're in the Facebook Live viewing us, we'll ask you to type your question in, and then we will turn to you. Okay?
All right.
All right. Let's get rocking right now.
I have to ask you for a question. I mean, could you please get that light turned off.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have a
guy with a broken knee. Yeah.
He's been running around all day on that broken knee. So thank you very much. It bothers my eyesight and
right.
My train of thought. What you got?
Right now the phone lines are open, so we will take messenger calls. First messenger call.
Call
us. Let it rip. And I'll type it. See, we'll take the first one. First come, first serve. We don't do a list. So, drum roll. It is Siobhan. All right, nobody else messenger right now or anything. Answer.
I'm trying to get...
Answer her first before she...
Well, I don't think there's any volume. Hello.
Hi.
There she is. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm okay, thank you.
Good.
Oh, good. We're glad to hear that. What is new, please tell us?
Not really much change. I kind of not really talking. Well, I am talking to him, but not as much. I kind of backed off
from Brian.
I don't want to.
Okay. Well,
I don't want to scare him away. I just want to know what did you pick up on the picture and you seeing me out in the car? Is he thinking about me as well? You know, I want to know what he's thinking and stuff. So I can
what
get,
he's thinking.
You know, the info.
Okay. Well, I'm going to begin the reading. And to those of you who are new and tuning in for the first time, I don't just do a random draw of a couple cards. I prefer to use a full 24-card layout, which is what I would do in a private session with you. So Jim's going to take over the conversation while I do this.
I am. I'm kind of a little, we had like a last minute thing here. So
yeah.
My brain's a little bit scrambled right now. So it's taking me a little while to get back into the groove.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you are here, Siobhan. She got to be the first caller. A lot of times the phone lines make the poor folks over there have to wait. And it's late there, very late. So it's good. So
yeah.
Now she can call. And then when she's done, she can go night-night.
Yes, and dream, sweet dreams.
Yeah,
oh, actually, talk about dream, you just reminded me. I'm often had a dream about him, like not once, but four times. And there are like all kind of the dreams, like he's asking, like we be getting back together, we're talking, we get back together, and four times I'm after dreaming about him.
Now,
I don't know when.
There are different schools of thought on this.
There is.
I'm going to tell you the one that I would put my faith in, that the two of you have been, say, astral traveling, and you've met up actually in your dreams. It comes to you translated as a dream. But I believe you were really with him. And in these dreams that you have with him, what is the surroundings? Are you in a park? Are you?
It's not a park. I think it's at home. He's just acts like we're talking, and he's like, oh, we give it a go. And every dream is kind of similar, every dream, except the last one, my sister was in it, and she's like, Brian wants to talk to you.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. So what? And so we talked, and it wasn't bad. I think we were just discussing about us.
Well, dear Brian is actually still very afraid to step into a relationship with you. Now, you were likely speaking with his, you know, subconscious mind there. And he's telling you how he really feels as you are dreaming, quote unquote. But I really feel he's terrified. For one thing, he's got it in his mind that because you are so devastatingly beautiful, and let's face it, hon, you're pretty, pretty hot looking, that he thinks men everywhere are after you and he could never hold them off. And that they would be easy to turn your head, whether it's money or, you know, fame. Or I mean, this guy is kind of like his balloon never lands about you because he's got himself so convinced that the winning move for him is not to play, not to even get in it. But I think that he's really cutting himself, selling himself short here because you are capable of being only with him. And I don't know, you never went into detail why the two of you broke up previously. But
I broke off with him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I didn't know if I was coming or going. I was young at the time, and I just broke off with him for no reason.
That's,
and that happens.
You're young. That's the reason. It's no big deal.
And I have found with my sons, now I have five biological sons, that burst heartbreak goes a long way with them, and a lot of times they would become very what would be a word, like love them and lose them type players, you know. And as their mother, especially when I was a single mother with them, I would tell them, you know, I as a woman don't want you to become a cad like that, you know. But for Brian, he's more like a turtle that just keeps his little head inside that shell because you scare him. You do.
He doesn't want to leave his bubbles?
No, he doesn't. But he's missing out on a beautiful relationship. You know, I guess you could always hold out till New Year's Eve and go give him a great big kiss under some mistletoe. But short of that, especially if he... I'm trying to remember. Did he tell...
Like he's talking to me now at the moment. Like he's texting me.
Oh, he is. You know, for some reason, I don't know if it's the power of the cards or maybe I have some hidden mysterious powers, but this happens so often to me when I am talking to someone about a reading that all of a sudden they'll start hearing from that guy.
Well, he's been talking like a few hours ago, like... he was on about his messenger and how to be fixed because he got a new phone and his messenger and he can't get his messenger working or something like that. Apparently, anyway, long story short, I got it working.
Well, look at that.
Because I told him what to do, like, you know, so
we
got talking again.
Now, sometimes they will make up excuses, you know, and they can be really lame excuses just to try to get back in good favor. And I really think poor Brian has an ego that it has been bruised. And now, though, he's finding he kind of maybe sort of can't live without you. So, because he has...
He's thinking a lot about me.
Yes. And didn't you say he asked you not to text him so much?
Well, he told me, like, that he's not looking for love or relationship.
That's
like, right. And like, and I'm just like, okay, that's really like a kick in the teeth. Like, you know, it kind of turned me off a bit from not having a conversation with him. Like,
well,
so
sure.
That was last week. Like, and I gave it a good few 6-7 days since I was talking to him until now.
You've given him some power back, and that is really good. It's like he can feel like, you know, Jim, explain. He can feel like he's in control now.
I'm sorry, you caught me dealing with a computer problem.
Oh, well.
My bad.
Yeah, well, I was just...
I apologize.
I really think he's going to make you, question. What direction is he going with me? He's talking so much to me. What does he want? But under your sure to come true, and those that get readings with me know, I absolutely love this designation in the layout, because anything I've ever seen there, I have seen become reality. It might have taken a while, but it did. And for you, what I'm seeing is right now, you're not sure what his intentions are. And I think it's best just let him be who he's being right now. But I really feel you two are going to find your way back together. But it's got to be in his best timing. You know, you're ready. Yeah. You'd jump into his arms right now.
Oh, yeah, I would like to. I'm always ready. I don't have any patience.
Well, you have a lot of spontaneity in you. And a lot of it is just like zest for life. And a lot of you will rub off on him, and he'll become more spontaneous, and he will, you know, reciprocate. So it's nice that you helped him with his messenger. He may have a few other questions. How do I do this? How do I do that? It's also likely to keep, he wants to keep the conversation going with you.
Well, he does keep the conversation going, like, you know, like, it'd be small talk, and then we're going into, like, a conversation, and I'd be like, okay, and then he still texts me back, and I'd today, now the conversation was flowing, and I just said then, okay, and I wasn't expecting a message back, and he did message back.
Well, I really think...
And then he still texted me.
He's trying
so
to
I
hide...
it, because I just want him to discuss about us, and he's not discussing about us at the moment. And it's driving me absolutely mad.
Oh, I'm sure it is, hon. But I really feel he needs to come forward. Well, from what I see here, the more you let him come forward on his own, the more he's going to do it. And later you can tease him about it and make jokes.
Like he did say to me, if he's pushed into something, he will go the odd direction.
Yes. Well, you know.
So I don't want to push him into anything.
No.
I want him to talk about us, and he's not.
Well, I think you're going about it in a very good way. So, and you could ask him for advice on something, you know, that you might need some help with. Just keep it flowing. So.
Yeah, does the card say that he will be coming to, like, to my place, or will he text me about us or what?
Here's my... perception. I think the two of you are going to, it's going to seem very random, but I think it's divine intervention that is going to put the two of you in the same place at the same time. And you will then engage in a really good conversation and possibly go for tea, you know, or take a walk together. But it's going to happen very naturally between you, something you can't plan. I think if you were to try to plan something, it would scare him. And you know, I'm not trying to say he's a coward. He'd probably go slay a dragon, you know, if he had to, because I don't see him being cowardly.
Well, that's relative to the word coward.
He's very hesitant.
He could be in self-preserve mode.
Yeah, because he was hurt when you dumped him before. That hurt him.
Could be like, I don't want to go down that road, so I will not play the game.
Yeah, I see that he's got feelings for her.
Yeah, I'm just saying he might might take him a while.
Yeah.
It might take him a while, though.
It's going to take him a while.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to sound slow.
And he expects, hon, that you're going to take up with somebody else. So,
there's nobody else in the picture. No.
Yes, that's good. And I'm glad the other, Lewis was it. I'm glad that is a closed chapter now.
Oh, I told him not. I have friend here. He doesn't want me to spill, so I told him, like, don't bother texting me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ever again.
It's a thing of the past. The past is the past. You know?
That's right.
This is what it is. You can't go back and change it, so let it go.
So, Han, I'm glad you called, and hopefully others will follow behind you.
Oh, yeah. We got some action in the Facebook Live room.
And just try to be patient. I know that's a pill that's hard to swallow. I hate patience, too. I want everything right now.
It gets easier as you get older.
I think if it was like in July, before July, it might come together.
By July? I have a good feeling about it. Do you have any upcoming?
July is my birthday, you see.
So you have any upcoming community events or holidays or festivals or any? There's nothing coming up.
No, nothing. Just my birthday's coming up.
Okay, well that's good enough.
Well, that's a festival.
Yes, that would be a festival for you.
Yes, indeed.
I have
high hopes that would make the move then.
Well, and if not, still patience, still the key.
I'll let you know anyway.
Please do.
Siobhan knows where to find us.
All right, hon, you take care now.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Oh, you know, come on. This thing's acting up too.
Well, she'll hang up. It's all good.
Her accent or dialect is so charming, you know.
Yes. Those
people out there know how to talk.
I want to give international shout out, but I'm going to use the man's last name, Mr. Shams. I don't know how to say the first name from Pakistan.
Hello there. And how do you know this is not a female?
Because there's the picture.
Well, I'm sorry. I wish we knew how to say your
name. I asked, but that's a hard thing to different. Yeah. Like if I was in another country and they said, how do you say your name? I'd say it, Jen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to say it for them to pronounce, you know?
Okay.
That's what I'm just saying. All right.
Okay. So is he
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in.
And welcome the show.
Lines are open. And I'm repeating this for the new folks. Messenger options. You can messenger us at, it has to be messaging Deborah Lee, not the Second Love Doctor show. So you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you're not right now, well, we can take care of that at another time. And third option is you can type your question in. But right now we're opening it up to messenger folks. Anybody that wants to messenger, messenger now. Right, and then if we don't get any messenger bites, then we'll turn to the Facebook Live folks that can't do either.
Yes, and then we'll take them writing their
comments. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just said that. Oh, yes, I just said that.
Oh.
And Luna was in and said hi, but I don't know if she's here.
She's got something going on with
she's
her
here,
time.
She's gone. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, let's see how they were standing by. We'll take everyone. Now we're wide open. Everybody, the first question we get, phone call, messenger, or whoever types it in. We got some viewers in there, so let us have it. Now, was the 20-30 seconds.
Now, often Wednesdays in the past have been very good days for us.
It's super unpredictable.
It is.
This is one of the most unpredictable days of the week, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's like we...
Oh. Well, hello.
Hello.
So nice to hear from you.
Does she have something else going on with the speaker?
No.
How are you?
Doing well.
I hear something in the background.
It's a dog. I hear a dog.
I hear the show like a 20-second to 5-second delay in the background. You got something else?
Yeah, I turned it off.
Talking about Deb.
Oh, okay.
Ain't talking about no damn dog.
So I see on Facebook you've been doing some gardening.
Yeah, lots of gardening.
I wish you'd come here and help us. We are taking baby steps and trying our best, but I am the kiss of death when it comes to growing.
Oh, something. No, don't say that.
Hey, our stuff is growing.
He's doing rather well, actually.
Our stuff is growing. Yeah. Do not despair.
So what brings you to the show? Just to see us and say...
Just stopped in to say hi to your lovely faces.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dave and I have been having conversations lately about changing our living arrangements. So I'm wanting to know if you can give me some insight into that.
Changing.
When it might happen, how fast I'll sell my house, that kind of thing.
Ooh. Is this like a radical change?
Well, yeah, for me to sell my house is a big deal.
Well, that is a
big
deal.
Moving in with him is no big deal. We've been basically living together half the time anyway.
So you'd stay together, just live elsewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see,
yeah, because we don't live together at the present moment.
Oh.
But if you sell your house and move in, that's a one-way street.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you might already have the perfect arrangement.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it because there's a lot of details to work out because obviously the common law thing is different everywhere.
It is. Some don't even have that. Some states don't even have it.
There's no rights for common law spouses at all.
Yeah, some states don't even really address that.
I thought
we have to write up an agreement and everything.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the whole legal world, it's like it ruins everything, you know. That damn law ruins everything, you know?
Yeah.
It
well,
does.
They don't even consider you common law until you're together 3 years, so...
And that means physically together, right?
That means living together, sharing a home together, having a relationship, having friends in common.
Yeah.
Considering each other's family, the whole thing.
So, and, yeah, it's like... Even that's not like 100% clearly defined, but I guess if you share residence and you don't have a backup residence, that makes it pretty much that's the deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Your cards are telling me that you have an absolutely lovely home and it would be very desirable to sell. The question is, how's the market?
Yeah, the market's actually been red hot.
Yeah, they say that everywhere across the country.
So,
yeah.
Right, and some people are guaranteeing the sale or the purchase of the house up to $100,000 more.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot.
So down here, the market is starting to, fizzle a little because houses are in such short demand and rentals. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, practically living in cardboard
boxes.
Yeah,
but not for the seller, it's not fizzling. It's the buyers that are getting screwed. Yeah.
Well, I see it's very doable for you. And don't be afraid to, what would be the word? Hang tough with your price.
Right.
It's worth every penny of it.
Yeah, my house is a little bit unique because it's very tiny, and it doesn't have a very big yard. So for people who want a house but don't want that responsibility of a yard, it's like a perfect little house.
There's a lot of
wonderful.
There's a lot of people that don't want that yard stuff. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to do all that work.
And you have heavy winters, don't you?
We did last winter, but our winters in the last 10, 20 years have actually not been so bad.
Well, that's good. But my point is really that it would help on heating bills to have a smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's the economical little house.
Yeah, square footage, yeah. Makes
well, I really think it's going to come to pass. I see your house. Are you going to buy a new property, or what are you planning?
No, I'll move in with Dave.
Oh, he's got a house.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
he's the one with the big garden where I'm doing all the work.
Well, that sounds great, though, to have a big garden. You know,
yeah.
I love that. People should start doing this more. You can even do it if you have a balcony. And my late husband and I almost did this. You can take gutters and put them all along like we have a wooden, a big, tall fence. And you can plant lettuce.
Yeah.
That's
the one we don't have is a vegetable garden. But we've got lots of flowers and bushes and trees and you name it.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the opposite.
Yeah, we're not doing flowers. We're just
got a couple out front, but we're doing some veggies, herbs, a lot of herbs.
Maybe I'll have to tuck a tomato plant in behind the.
We got one. Yeah, we got a tomato plant. They do really well. I mean, all you got to do is give them a lot of water, and then when they get big, you get the sticks in time. Keep the thing supported.
They've neighbored on the fence next. They grow all kinds of stuff, and they have extra.
Oh, there you go.
We're growing some jalapeno.
Oh, I love hot peppers and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those plants are getting big.
Oh, I bet.
Good.
They love
you guys are probably way ahead of us.
Well, they love, the jalapeno plants love the hot.
Yeah, we're hot here.
Murder climate.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
We just planted stuff this week. It's the first week it's been warm enough, so I think it's time.
Right.
Frost and all.
Yeah. In May, even May, you still got to watch that frost.
Yeah.
Well, all in all, get it up there. Well, then,
but
I think that there's an opportunity for you both to run a little, I'm seeing it kind of as a little home business. And maybe it has to do with growing things. Because I'm seeing growth. And maybe it's to, share your green thumb with everybody by, flowers too. You know, have you seen the prices at floral shops?
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. They're outrageous.
It's there. It's kind of hovering.
Yeah.
As
I don't think I have a green thumb. I'm just lucky.
Well, it must take something. Because, I'm kind of scared to even get close to them. Because, I know I got to get over it. It's just I've had really trouble. And my husband would try every kind of tomato plant. They'd go, and the tomatoes would be. But I
saw a very old tomato plant 4 years ago, and every time I got big enough that I was getting about it.
Oh, no. God, those greedy little bastards.
Well, we'll keep our dogs outside a lot.
Yeah.
That'll take care of the squirrel problem.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
So welcome. It's nice to see
you.
Oh, yes. It's welcome. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye
now, huh? I feel like she's a member of the family. And that's how we get after a while.
Yeah, when you're
doing readings with you.
Call in. You don't have to get like really super detailed.
Yeah.
Typically, unless you got a specific thing that's just come up, because we know a lot about mail. Charlie
Brown.
Yeah,
right. And I feel invested in their lives. It's because I can see your heart in the cards. So.
In the cards.
You have somebody holding.
I does. I does indeed. All right.
And.
I'm pretty sure we know who it is. I'm gonna go on a limb and say area code 423. Luna, you are the next caller, Luna.
Luna.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the show. Hello there, my speaker's not. Yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now
we can. Can you hear it okay? I heard you said it sounded weird before.
Nah, it's still breaking up, but I can hear you all a little bit better.
The internet.
On.
The internet is not a prize.
How's your baby doing? I was just looking at that post put up about him.
He's hanging in there. I'm taking him to the doctor tomorrow just to have him checked out.
Is he often plagued with ear infections?
Yeah, I think we're heading towards him getting tubes in his ears because ever since he was a baby, he's had multiple ear infections a year.
Well, one of my sons got them in very early, and you had them too.
It runs in my family, so my son had,
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of young age, and so did he.
And it was the best thing he ever did.
No more problems as they're
Well, one, I think he was.
Lance was a teenager. He was weird. Didn't fall out. Right.
And he had to go and have it plucked out.
Yeah, but typically they fall out.
So what can we do for you, Miss Luna?
Well, I just wanted to get a general read tonight, with June coming up, I should say. You know, just see how the month of June looks for me.
Shout out to Mike. Okay.
Good to have you. All right, here we go.
Oh, I love
it.
singular. I am not a psychic. I am a psychic co-pilot.
He knows how to do it. He's really, what?
Nah. And plus, we don't want to get too intuitive. It's not really psychic intuition. You know, there's a little philosophy behind it all.
Yes, you're in Veronica focus on this.
The word psychic, people recognize it more than they recognize intuition. That's why you used it in your title of show,
yeah,
or your website.
But and I hate it more as intuitive.
Yeah. It's a sense, you know. It's not like one of the six senses, obviously.
No, but it should be seventh one.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's how many? There's five, right?
Five senses.
And then there's the six. I mean, people used to see as
two. Did I say
six.
Seven? No.
Seven. And if you make P of six, then you have another seven, right?
Yeah. Well, years ago, people were all conspiracy theories and stuff.
What
and they said that
era?
That way, 60s, 70s.
Oh, and there actually wasn't a race ESP show in the late 60s. It was kind of a cool show.
People were always thinking, oh, they're dealing with black magic.
It was called the Sixth Sense, if I remember right. I was like, it was like maybe 1970-ish, called the Sixth Sense. It was kind of a cool show. Young child at that age.
Luna, how is your work going? Good?
Yeah, it's going steady for right now.
Well, that's good. I think it's going to pick up even more. With the summer, you know, coming next week.
Well, sure, and she said steady, so steady is good.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hit a brick wall and get stagnant. That would be bad.
Now, there are struggles around you, and this is normal. One of them is, of course, with your, like I said, it's really crazy. Have that one son that seemed like he was always having something wrong, and then I have another son who never got sick. And when he was later in his teenage years, he got sick, and he thought he was actually dying because he'd never had a cold.
Yeah. All of people are different.
Yeah. So the struggles are normal. And try not to blow them out of proportion as far as, you know, personal things that you might have going on. Marriage always goes up and down.
No, life is up and down, too.
Life.
Yeah, I mean, even look at all these rich, successful people. They have downs, you know, they know better, but they have downs.
But all in all, I think that our general reading, this is really good for you. You're a very strong lady. And I feel very resilient, and she handles things pretty well. So that's good. That's right.
Yeah, DoorDash.
Okay. Be careful. Be very sensitive in your driving. There's a possibility somebody to hit you. It's not anything life threatening. It'll be a pain in the butt.
Oh, you know, and that's why
when
teaching my children about driver education and driving, you know, they always worry about this right away thing. It's like, look, even if you have right away, you don't want to get in an accident and avoid it. It's going to be, even if it's not your fault, it's going to be the biggest pain in your ass. You always want to avoid even the minorest of fender benders.
And too many people are playing with their phones.
Yeah.
So just be, you know, by me sharing this site with you, it's not like I'm saying, Luna, you better be prepared. So you're going to have an accident. But by telling you, my method is, it showed in your cards, so therefore, you have, you know, free will to be able to choose not to have that accident.
Yeah, you'll look ahead a little bit.
By
when this guy's blind spot looks like he's not paying attention, I bet he's going to change, I'm sure.
Yeah. So just watch out the other guy.
Motorcycle driver, that's where you really learn to do that, because you know that, you can't save your life doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. I was just knowing. Thank you. That was very nice. He said it looks like we're looking right at him when we're talking.
But why did you shift over to my...
Yeah, I just wanted to pick up... All right, Lou. I don't care.
Who was going there next?
All right, thank you,
okay,
guys.
For you. You're welcome, hon. Take care.
Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Right. All right. We got a little bit of time left. Right now, I'm going to throw the door open. All first question will be next phone call, messenger, or makes it in Facebook Live. And that was Mike from the UK.
And who was
it? International shout out, but I'm just letting you know that, All right, that is it. With that clock tick. Hey, in the meantime, pick up that little piece of paper over by your thing. All right. We want to know because we do what? We do these shows multiple times a week. We get free readings. We only give you a few minutes because that's all we got. A lot of people coming out there. But folks that really are searching for lots of inquiries, and you get a lot of folks that want to do it, you can arrange a one-on-one reading. Multiple ways to that. So the best starting point is to go to her webpage. PsychicLoveDoctor.com. That'll have all the ways on how to arrange a free.
There's page, you can do a free reading with the app that's on there.
Not the free reading. There's to arrange a private reading. There's multiple ways to arrange, and it's all explained on her page.
And I do not charge the leg for people to come back.
Right.
More reading.
This isn't one of those in the middle of the night where it's first minute $5.99 and after that luck,
just because others can charge an arm and a leg doesn't mean it's right. We should do it
right. And the 800 now, driving down the road, don't sweat it, because if you go to her website psychic.com and the front page, in the top right corner of that page will tell you information about the 800 number we're about to talk about.
It'll show if it's on or not.
And it will give you info to call in. Once you click, it'll take you down the call in. But here's the number. That's 844-772-7292. And her extension, easy, it's 7777. It's 57. I want to make it easy. You don't have to be psychic.
I did that, but I'm not sure if it was a good choice.
Right, and I think it's because you don't want to pick a bunch of great numbers or number stuff now.
But you can just call back in. Now, if you were to call now, it's going to tell you that no agents are
if you loved our account, watch these things currently awesome.
The first 5 minutes free if they're new callers. After that, it's merely a dollar a minute, which is basically what you'd pay in a private session. If you only want to talk 10 minutes, that's all you talk.
Right, if you want to talk 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes, it's your call.
But
the other methods, they have to, there's like, 30 or 60 minutes. There's blocks they have to register. They do different methods.
Well, they can put in as much money. Let's say you put in $20, American $20, all right? And you only talk, ends up, say, $7. That stays on a call.
Well, that's it for you. There's also, you don't have to put it in. It gives you options. It gives you lots of options when you call in. You'll go, you register. You don't have to put it in. You can just say, oh, she's not live. You can wait till she goes live and then just roll with it. And then it'll just charge you when it's done.
It can also ask for a call back.
Yep.
In there. If I'm not live and I'm the only one on this 800 service. So if something has taken me away, there is a way for you to even send me a message and also for me to call you back.
It's a good automated system.
It
we
really
don't want
is.
To try to explain it. It's better what you call it. It'll take you down the path.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It won't just run up this bill with you. It'll tell you what you have paid for your time.
If you prepaid. If you prepaid.
They have to. Put something up.
Not if you're right there live, you don't. You're live, it can connect right to you and you don't have to prepay. It's if they want to prepay and you're not there, you put some money on. I've done it.
Okay.
Remember, we did some experiments.
All right, so there you go. He did some experiments.
Yes, we did. I mean, if she's there and you call and connect, you'll get your minutes, you'll set up payment stuff, and then you do your thing.
Right.
Cool. But you can, options, that's the beautiful thing about it. You can put a block down because you say, you know, like where people people go to Vegas, they say, I put $20 in my pocket and that's it. Well, you can do that on the show. You can put $20 in prepaid.
Yeah.
It'll tell you, hey, you got like 1 minute left.
Well,
so you don't go crazy.
I'll say, would you like to continue or
yeah.
is the call, you know, is your
call? A lot of those other, those ones that are big bucks per minute ones, I'm not going to tell you. They want to soak you. Remember back in the old internet days when AOL was charging by the minute? They weren't going to tell you
they
when you were
you.
Over.
No. And it was easy to run up a $600-$700 bill.
The point is, 800 site, if you prepay, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
But, hey, you're going to use this stuff, so don't screw yourself.
Right.
Right. All right. Hey, let's go back to the Facebook Live, folks. Mike said he's going to ring me tomorrow. Now, he's in the UK. Tomorrow's relative. It's already tomorrow there.
Well, it is.
It is indeed. No, it
yeah.
is tomorrow there. Yes. It's very, very early Thursday morning, but it is Thursday morning that indeed in
and
the UK.
And he probably said that because if he said, I'm going to call you today, we would all be confused.
You would be very confused. Today, tomorrow, not that relative thing in the world of time. So that's the deal. Also, we should talk a little bit about what you're building for the Personal Prophecy University.
Yes, I'm building that, and there will be other practitioners available to you at a very reasonable price. I am able to take you from, we'll call it the kindergarten level.
And that's where you should always start out.
Yes.
Has to.
Well, and in my past with education, I have found that sometimes they want to dazzle you with $50 words. You know, they want to rush through to make this a very comfortable and pleasant experience, learning to expand your own intuitive perception. So that's what we'll be doing. It'll be various levels. And since I'm the only living expert of this method, I'm able to credential you officially. And that would make you a professional practitioner. There is a fellow in London who studied with me. He has a shop, and I'm not sure exactly what, I don't know if you call them neighborhoods or.
What's his first word? I miss it.
He's in London.
Oh, yeah. You have another SME down in Australia, right?
It's SME.
Subject matter expert that is pretty much.
Yeah.
Has achieved a certain level where he's really good.
He completed. There's very few.
Yeah, only like. What, three or four that
a lot of people just don't think that they can do it because it is going to take time and it does take effort. I've yet, though, to meet, I couldn't teach this because I believe it's a skill and not a gift, which others want you to think.
Restart it. Just hit restart.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. See, that's where we have to talk about that word psychic sometimes. That's everybody has the ability. Some just are more in tune with the others, and it needs to be developed. Like it's like a muscle. See, this forearm's weak. Some guys got big, strong forearms, but I can make my strong, but I got to work on it and develop it. They say that with intuition, right? Like it's a skill, but you work on the skill.
It is. It's an expandable.
It's not a gift,
sense.
Right?
It's. I do not believe it is. I've gotten into discussions at the office with other. Counselors and
sure.
such that practice other modalities, and they are saying that it's like hairdressing. You really need to have a gift to be good at it.
You know what? Yeah, there's two sides of the coin.
Yeah.
It's like sports. It's like anybody can throw a baseball, right?
but
not anybody can be a major league pitcher throwing a baseball. So it's like, well, is it a gift or is it just a skill that he's developed? Yeah, you know, you can discuss that for hours and hours and never.
Kind of funny to share with all of you is the first 15 years I was practicing personal prophecy, getting clients, etc. I did not listen to my own cards. I honestly thought I could prove them wrong. And that after 15 years of ending up on the losing end of so many things, relationships, jobs, I mean, you name it. I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to spend the next 15 years paying attention to more times than not. Cards are right.
But, you know, I think it's okay to be a skeptic even of yourself.
Yeah.
That way you don't get cocky. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that way you don't think like, well, I'm the shit. I don't need to even doubt anything I put down in front of me. I think it's just smart because some people aren't very cocky and don't really self-check themselves.
Yeah, what Mike just said is very insightful. And I'll tell you, I can see how you feel that way. And by having that kind of odd perception, reading what you've said, and we should repeat it, if anybody else, because
like I said, you can do this for 17,000 hours and nobody will be right or wrong.
I like what he said. He said, I don't agree. It's a skill is something, a skill is, I don't, you get away.
He said, a skill is something learned, a gift isn't taught.
I get that. It's inherent.
Yeah, but then you have to define gift. What gift that you have that isn't taught? What's a gift that is taught?
And that's one thing I want to point out right now.
Yeah,
in my courses, I don't allow for this. We can schedule a time to debate different issues. But the worst thing for a new thing is to be confused, you know, by having a discussion like this. You can dispute it all you want, anyone, on their own. But I'd prefer that we don't argue, you know, and have debates.
Because it's an opinion.
Yeah.
There isn't a right or wrong answer. There's no way you can go out there and say, open up a book and say, aha, there's the right answer. It's an opinion, right?
It is, exactly.
It's a philosophy, not necessarily a philosophy, but your philosophy is.
But I prefer to think of it as a skill because it makes it more user-friendly for others to come forward and learn it. And I'll tell you what, there are people, there's an entertainer in Chicago. I used to put it part of his show when he would perform on stage. It was quite mind-boggling to him. And if you were to ask me, and nobody ever has, how does this exactly work? I don't know.
As soon as you step out of the actual exact sciences, nobody can say how anything works, you know. You just, you know, when people have that, geez, the hair was standing on the back of my neck, I turned around and struck, there was somebody walking me like I thought they were. How does it work? What is the exact explanation of how that works? Or that gut feeling, you know what? I bet that driver is out to do this. And all of a sudden that guy does it. It's like, well, how did I know? I'm not psychic. How do you explain that?
I don't think I can.
Okay. Some people say it's intuition. Some people will say, well, it's your psychic.
What my grandmother taught me was really awesome at what she did. And I've even witnessed some miracles that have occurred as a result of these readings that I've given. And right there, that'll kind of woo, blow your mind when it happens. So.
Well, we have Suzanne in the house from the London area.
Hi, Suzanne.
Well, she's trying to get an update, and I'm trying to, we got time.
Did you update?
I was just wondering on what.
Yeah, can you give us what ballpark you want us to play
and
in as far as...
You can call us if you want. There's time. We can extend this for a few minutes if you want
to
call us.
Anything
or message
I need to know.
Huh. Okay.
Is this our Suzanne?
This is our Suzanne from the Land of Medi. Yep. And like I said, I'll put the number in. If you want to call us, it can make this go better. Or Messenger or Deborah Lee, we can do that. You don't have to type it in. There's 5 minutes left, and I can bump it up a week.
No, I think that's one of the homework lessons in the course, if I remember right.
Okay.
That I have is where you would do your cards to ask, what do I need to help you familiarize yourself with?
So that makes sense, too, when you're first learning it, right?
It does make sense.
I mean, when you first learn these cards, I did it a long time, and then not a bicycle. You have to keep. It's like golf. It's like riding a bicycle and never forget golf. You suck if you don't do it after a couple of years.
Yeah.
You suck bad. But anyway, that's the first thing you do is you have to do yourself. You don't have enough to do other people. It's tough enough to do yourself when you learn the cards. Tough enough. So that's the best place to start is with yourself.
Yes, and it's interesting that you mentioned it yourself. Your cards are showing me, Tay, this evening, Suzanne, that you would really like to rush ahead and get busy in the new future. And what all these guys?
I'm just curious.
I feel that part of her work is going to focus on the issues that men deal with.
I'm curious, do you think she can learn it?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, anybody can learn it. It depends on if you love it. Like,
there's going to be three areas starting out. I don't want anybody to come and say, you know, I paid for that course and I feel like I got ripped off.
Right.
So I want people to only go forward if they've enjoyed the free thing. You could even just go with that.
Right.
And just use that for reads. And some of this actually has appeared in, there's a magazine, or was, probably 20 years ago.
A long time ago.
It was called Fate Magazine.
What was it called?
And it was out of the UK.
Fate. F-A-T-E?
Yeah. They ran a few articles on me and what my work was. I actually have a published book. If any of you are really good at book learning, you may want to pick up this book from Amazon.
You're right. Yeah, some people just do
the
that.
The lessons are in there, but they're not as in-depth as what we in the class.
Some people have that where they can pick that book up and boom, be done.
I called her my office wife. So when I shared this with her, she bought the book one, it came to her on a Thursday. And by Monday, she had it all down. And she was actually giving good readings. What?
Not him. She wants to know about your book.
Okay, the book is called The Message.
We don't have another one here?
No, I don't know where they are.
Well, I think she keeps giving them away to family, friends.
I simply can't remember. The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards.
You buy it off Amazon, don't you?
Yes, it was bought, it can be anywhere.
Yeah, no, but yes.
Books
one
a Million, Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And it was published by Old Books out of England. In, I think it was 2008.
The Land of Bing.
And you could pick that book up. A lot of people have learned from it, and others found it a very good, like, prerequisite.
Suzanne said The Message, she's got it.
You've got it already?
Well, she means not like it's in her possession. She means, roger that, basically.
Yeah, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards.
Secrets in the Cards.
Mm-hmm. It was really funny when I submitted a manuscript over the internet. Publishing has changed dramatically over the years. I remember I was with my husband in a store and I said, yeah, I've sent in the book. I said, you know what? I feel so strongly that within 24 hours I'm going to get a contract. And I did. In the morning, we were out in the store like at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. In the morning when I went on the internet, it was already there.
Yeah, and that's a long time ago.
It was.
Things have changed now with publishing. It's so internet driven now, but like it wasn't then.
The book did not get rave reviews, and you know, I didn't write it for that. I wrote it so that a housewife, and there's been men that have studied this, but anybody, I didn't want you to feel like you needed a freaking college degree to figure it out.
Well, and right, and you know what? What about her? Trying to get a bestseller so she can drive Maseratis and make limos. You walk into a bookstore like Barnes & Noble's, how many of all those books have great, awesome reviews? They suck. It just means they make New York's bestseller. Imagine that.
Well, like...
It doesn't mean it's not a good book.
The Harry Potter books, that woman really...
Well, all those... Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
A great book out of the show I've never heard of.
So for Suzanne, we went way afield on
your patient.
I want to say that you're going to actually survive on controversy when time comes. That's under your shirt come with Joan a designation. And you know that negative comment is excellent.
Well, it's like the thing about you have to see yourself in those days.
Yes, because what then? Like that.
Direction, it gets complex talking going.
Yes. So I do think that you're going to take a little bit of a curve in your spiritual walk, and you're going to be helping men. And there's a good reason for this. Men have, I feel, an easier time opening up to a woman, especially if they feel kind of a son of
is that mother figure.
Right, and that is going to be a big part of your success, is how you're able to
heal.
Connect and heal. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really feel that you'd love to just like go bing right now, but it is going to need to come into its own best time for becoming. That can take time. I think what you're going to bring to the world is a little bit ahead of its time yet. But in the meantime, you can learn about different methodologies that are out there.
Yeah,
we're learning about crystals
now. It's never too late for anybody on this earth to learn, you know, ever. And that's what I think. I like.
And the one thing I will address in the university is that my role is not to read the cards for you.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know what? Remember, you did this many other times in different forms.
Yeah, and I...
And a lot of times, the students just wanted to, like, hear, you do everything for me, but it's like, you don't learn.
They didn't do the homework.
That's like going to...
Yeah, they would show up and just want me
it's
to...
It's like going to college, and then all your homework assignments, you just pull them off the internet, but you don't learn.
Right.
You gain nothing. You get your A, but you don't actually learn anything out of it.
I actually dismissed them all because it was a waste
of
time.
Yeah, well, I remember. It was.
I
it got
refunds.
Out of control. Yeah. It didn't.
They would come and actually say in my face, hey, I didn't have the time this week, but I figured you'd just read cards anyway. And I thought, oh, I have done a bad thing here.
Yeah, and it's a two-way street. When you first start a course and process that's not normal like any other course, you don't know either what you should do. Right?
Suzanne, yes, you are going
to
focus.
Do you think we'll be successful, I guess, about her venture? I'm assuming that.
Oh, my.
It was like 2 minutes ago.
Yes. I was just going to say to you, you focus a lot on pain and suffering. And you are actually going to transform your clients. I'm starting to reading. Because use the word me.
Well, it sounds or you were a moth, or you were originally a worm, or whatever, you were a moth. Transformation is like you're changing your physical form.
So
right?
I like the idea of reframing, of taking the situation they're in, and we're going to talk in class a lot of these things, and getting them to assume a different perspective on that situation. Okay, so you should probably, Susan, don't worry about all these things. Don't overthink it, which I can tell you from my experience. Overthink it harder.
Well, human nature is to overthink it.
Yeah, my book is not very expensive, and I even urge people, get a used copy if you want. You know, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of websites that have used.
They
Those
do.
Those are awesome, actually.
And I only read like a quarter of a cent. Of each book,
and that contract might have ran out. I don't know that you can. I've been like 10 years.
To have dollars in the past. A heck of a lot of books.
It actually was very successful in the first 10 years.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Like a Dan and Michael are on it.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I will, of course, be very happy. I think my email. In the book.
I haven't looked at that for like 4 years.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to get more copies around here.
We shall do.
Crazy. We have a house to organize, you know what I mean? And I find things.
That was like my mom.
What? Which is, what?
My mom. Well, I'll tell you, if you like, use a lot, it was gone.
Wow. People just organize everything.
Yeah,
we disorganized the world.
Relative. I mean, order, chaos is order.
True. And also, I'm telling you that there is another one that is going to share your vision. I mean, two of you are going to be like... Yeah, very much so.
Like
and
like
each other.
Like possible business partner.
Absolutely. I think I might have to be another one yet. With female enterprise.
Oh, you think there's a place out there for multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
specific little specialties in different little parts of that field. So you have to, you know, be this person could be the card reader, could be somebody else's tarot, it could be somebody else that's a therapist.
And
you got a big
work
team
together.
You
right.
Get a team, you got to be a big corporation and do lots of good things.
Absolutely.
I use the word corporation, not like real life. You know.
Actually, the corporate world is starting to get this stuff to come in and do workshops with their people. That's what the Illumination is in the body.
Yeah, that is kind of, I didn't look at it. That is kind of, they want to have mobile.
Oh, you watch. Life is going to get very expensive. As for your husband, if he's good with numbers, he could take the books. If he's a grader, say hello to people. That's the
I'm not, but I can do things that support.
What do Veronica teaches it? What to live out?
Look at the world on Earth and like their medical assistance and whatever that want to have counter.
And you know, if
I come up with a bad plan, and I don't want to go to that plan, you know what? Why you should be like, oh, guy that.
I think that's
people that have everything. Not necessarily that. I'm just saying they're on board with your plan, but they want to be successful in this. They think you should do that. That's what you want.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I really feel there's going to be a great big moment getting started over the serious things like hypnosis, other modalities.
Yeah, it's interesting that moment has come to a circle. And obviously, Mark, hey, what's going to be said about the medicines that are already out in 2000?
Absolutely.
Bad. That's why they in the world they merge them together.
So it's all come into
total actually doing it. Now we gotta kinda we have to weed in
here. You know, it's interesting. Back when Obama was president and started up the Obamacare, and it was like kind of like because medicine is so condensed and,
because of the financial aspect of it. That was the big thing.
People at the office said, it's going to happen. What I saw happening is as we're evolving, medicine, the doctor, nurse specialist, Mr. all the symposium are going to put that plan wellness and not merely symptoms.
Which is really why it's supposed to be the patients just healing them, just their confidence.
And they will have for treatments and healing and all of them to awesome for people.
One of the wonderful things about international travel stuff, because now you go to a hospital or what country?
When you go, because they are.
Yep.
Go to the doctor. Just going to say, a little of this, a little of that.
You know, book, oh, this, well, you need a doctor.
Well,
need that,
how
need
it
that.
Goes.
We need that. That will tweak the medicine. You throw five more.
When he came back from his surgery, oh, Lord, you that last day, still medication.
I have bedridden, better hormonal, and I have a little container in my normal med, the container in my new knee replacement.
That you
would. Mike, I'm very interested.
And just my right from the book, I would definitely want.
You know, some people can. Some people, their brain is just so eager to learn, and they pick on it.
As long as you're willing to take.
And some people have to like class and fail, like, and really try hard.
He was getting. Very much 8 o'clock in the morning. We were in a V Zones website. And
oh my lord! Wow, 90s.
And reading, and he would very honestly say, like, the only reason that John is coming to you is and remember the heart say they need to know
what they can. A little bit on shows going to be a part of it. Back then, terrible. The Rock crew.
Yeah. Well, I don't accept.
Exactly. I mean, I want to get, but I don't want to just drop a break and say, boom, you know.
Thank you. We're going to take from, they're going to physical.
I was, like, I'm a dork.
No, I hate it.
There's things I'd like.